Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 154.55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says his party will not accept results from yesterday's elections, claiming massive rigging of the poll by President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party.
I am sure most of you are aware of the developments around the election and what is emerging throughout the country. Our conclusion has been that this has been a huge farce. The credibility of this election has been marred by administrative and legal violations which affect the legitimacy of its outcome.
The SADC Election Observer Mission says the presidential and parliamentary elections held yesterday were free and fair.
The mission also commends ZEC, all political parties, candidates and the people of Zimbabwe for a peaceful, credible and efficient electoral process which was conducive for the people of Zimbabwe.
And the Zimbabwean Election Support Network sounds the alarm on yesterday's vote, saying up to 1 million voters failed to cast their ballots, among other noted irregularities.
Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai has dismissed yesterday's national elections as a big farce and an illegitimate poll, accusing President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party of massive rigging. Thomas Cheripasi has more details from the capital.
A downcast Mr. Tsvangirai told a news conference at his party's Harvest House headquarters today that the polls conducted in the country yesterday were illegitimate, as preliminary results showed President Mugabe's party was set for a landslide win. The premier said his party will not accept the outcome of the polls, but did not indicate what he and his party will do next.
I am sure most of you are aware of the developments around the election and what is emerging throughout the country. Our conclusion has been that this has been a huge farce. The credibility of this election has been marred by administrative and legal violations which affect the legitimacy of its outcome. The election does not meet SADC guidelines. It is a sham election that does not reflect the will of the people.
Mr. Tsvangirai said his party noted several irregularities that rendered the polls to be undemocratic.
That the voter's roll was only available in hard copy, which is difficult to verify and analyze 2 days ago. In fact, yesterday, we are very much aware of the various manipulations that have taken place. We are aware of the role of the traditional leaders in this election, unauthorized voter migration, especially voters buzzed into constituencies on the periphery of Harare, Mount Pleasant, Harare, Hatfield North, Harare South, Epworth. The second issue is the failure, the abuse of facility use of voter registration slips as a proof of registration, militarization of the electoral process, lack of transparency in the printing of ballots, non-compliance Section 51 of the Electoral Act, over printing of ballots more than 35%, and lack of accountability for the ballots, and of course the abuse of the postal voting system.
The MDC founding president warned that the country may slide back into abyss following yesterday's elections that ZANU-PF maintains were free and fair. Mr. Mugabe on Monday said those who would have lost and are disgruntled should seek redress in the courts if they are aggrieved. African Union chairperson Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma also called on aggrieved parties not to engage in street protests but to seek legal remedies.
In other words, it is our view that this election is null and void, does not meet SADC AU international standards for a credible, legitimate, free and fair election. For those MDCT MPs who are said to have won, this is not the moment to celebrate. This is the moment to be sad. Let me also say that some of us, we believed that in spite of some of the hurdles that we have had to overcome, that this election will resolve the political crisis, the political and the economic crisis the country is facing. Once again, Zimbabweans have been shortchanged and they will have to bear the economic, political and social consequences undertaken by Mugabe and ZANU-PF. For us, We want to assure every Zimbabwean that this is the beginning of the end. ZANU-PF may have this pyrrhic victory as they would like to claim, but I want to assure you that the resolution of the Zimbabwean crisis has never been so near. Because we know, at the end of the day, Mugabe or ZANU-PF are not going to put food on the table. We also know that the country facing this myriad of problems cannot be resolved by these shenanigans.
Although the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is yet to release the official results, information reaching Studio 7 suggests that the MDCT lost a number of parliamentary seats, including in its traditional strongholds such as Harare, Mashingo, Matabeleland South, and Manicaland provinces. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.